This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. The Vermont Jazz Center in Brattleboro has been honored with a National Acclaim Award from Chamber Music America. The award recognizes two arts organizations around the country each year for extraordinary cultural contributions in the regions they serve. NVPR's Susan Keese has more.
The award was presented Saturday at a concert at the Jazz Center's performance space in an old Brattleboro factory. Vermont Jazz Center director Eugene Heumann says the space invites creativity.
The sound is great, and the music, it has such good energy from having had hundreds and hundreds of concerts.
He sits down at the piano and plays an original tune. Concerts are just part of the center's repertoire. There are music lessons, a summer workshop, collaborations with schools, and there's a weekly jam session where community members of all ages and abilities get to play with seasoned musicians.
That's very unusual, to have a place that invites the community in that very significant kind of way.
Margaret Leoy is the CEO of Chamber Music America, a national organization for music professionals. Its definition of chamber music goes beyond classical to include jazz and other music played by small ensembles. Leoy says there are small, high-quality chamber music organizations all over the country that don't get a lot of national recognition. The Acclaim Award was established to celebrate their work.
And we decided that it was important for our field to know the work that these organizations do. So we established this award.
Leoy says the Vermont Jazz Center brings artists of the highest caliber to audiences that might not otherwise hear them. Heumann, the center's director, delights in seeing that happen.
Here we are in a rural town of 12,000 people, and yet you've got world-class music that you might hear the week before at the Village Vanguard in New York City. People who have something different to say that hasn't been heard before.
Heumann says the late Attila Zoller, the celebrated jazz guitarist, established that standard. Zoller launched the Jazz Center in the 1970s when his urban musician friends started coming up for jam sessions at his newfound country home. Heumann says his goal is to provide audiences and experiences that keep those artists coming. For VPR News, I'm Susan Keese.